Hello and welcome to the second episode of Niger Flavor Dear Artist Podcast. My name is Mr. Ejump. I'm the CEO and founder of NigerFlavor.com, and I will be your host. So in today's episode, we'll be focusing more on the commercial value of your song. Because before you take any further step in the Nigerian music industry, before you take any step in branding yourself, in promoting yourself, you need to focus more on the commercial value of your song. Because it's more of high benefit for you to check the commercial value of whatever product, whatever service you're taking up into the market, into a specific market. Check your target audience before you commence with any promotional strategy, before you commence with promotion, branding, and ways to expose yourself to the market. So before you take your music into the market, before you start promoting yourself as an artist, before you start promoting that song, before you start branding yourself as an artist, the best thing you're supposed to do is you weigh the commercial value of that song. What I mean by weighing the commercial value of the song is this. You need to check the song. You need to be sure that this song is the kind of song, it's actually the kind of music the Nigerian music market will definitely appreciate. You need to be sure that when you take the music, when you start promoting this music, whoever, in fact, majority of the Nigerian music listeners will definitely appreciate your song. So that way, any promotion that you're running in terms of your song, any promotional strategy you are putting together, any promotion that you're running for your song will definitely be of high impact. Because if your song doesn't have a high commercial value and you take it to the market, you'll find out that you can invest and spend a very huge amount of money and you find out that it doesn't make any impact in your career. You can spend so much money promoting the music massively and you find out that it's not making any impact for you. So that's because you've not weighed the commercial value of that song. Weighing the commercial value of a song is very, 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 very important. Because you don't offer a product to, or should I say, let me be more specific though, you don't offer a song to the Nigerian music listeners. You don't offer a song that the Nigerian music listeners won't really enjoy and won't like, and you expect them to patronize that song, listen to the song, love the song. There's no way it can happen because that's not the kind of music they can like. That's not the kind of music they love. So you need to be sure that whatever music you want to start promoting, you want to start working on, you want to deliver to the Nigerian music lovers, definitely you need to make sure it has a very high commercial value. When a song has a very high commercial value and you're promoting it, you'll find out that it won't cost you as much as when you don't even it won't cost you as much as when the song is not even of high commercial value. And when the song is not even of high commercial value, most times the promotion might not even yield you results. But when the song is of high commercial value, all you just have to do is push it, run promotion, let it reach to a certain number of ears, and you will see how it will just take up from there. It will push itself from there. So that's how it is. You need to make sure that song that you want to promote, that song has a very, very high commercial value in the Nigerian music market before you take any further step in promoting that song. You might be asking, how do I know my song is of high commercial value? Anyway, that's actually something you need to ask yourself. It's a very, very important question. How do you know if this song is of high commercial value? First of all, you need to understand the music market, the Nigerian music market. You need to know the type of music they enjoy. Like I said in the previous episode, you need to make, like I said in the previous episode, I made a little explanation on songs and their commercial value. Like in the Nigerian music market, you need to make sure your song has more of Afro infusion, like your song has more of Afro, you need to put in more Afro into that, into the music that you want to deliver to the Nigerian music love and listeners, because Nigerians love Afro vibe. They love music that has lots of Afro vibes in it. Afro pop, Afro beat, Afro hip hop, Afro R&B, Afro fusion. Generally, Nigerians just love those kind of songs. Then you weigh the content of your song. You need to weigh your content. The content of your song will actually target your song to a specific type of listeners in Nigeria. Like, if you're into the street kind of music, there's a kind of listener your song will actually get to. And if you focus on the love style of music, there's a kind of listeners your music will definitely channel itself to. And if you focus more on the controversial or the personality kind of music, then it has its own audience which it will channel itself to. So what you have to do with this, you need to check what type of content do Nigerians love most? What type of content do Nigerians love most when it comes to music? Honestly speaking, Nigerians love most more of the street kind of music. But the thing with the street kind of music is this, it doesn't have a very long lifespan. You need to make sure you are being consistent when you are into the street kind of music. You need to be consistent because it doesn't exceed 2 months. But when you focus on the normal Afro beat and Afro pop, it stays for a very long time. It has a very long lifespan. And most artists that do Afro pop and Afro beat last longer in the market than artists that do Afro street kind of music. Yes, that's the truth. So now you need to decide the kind of content you want to deliver. And when you are making that decision, you should focus more on the type of content that you are very comfortable with. Your style of content. Every artist has his or her own type of content that he or she appreciates, that he or she is very comfortable with, that he or she is very good at. So you need to focus on that content. But you should make sure your song has more of Afro in it. That's just the selling point when it comes to Nigerian music. Another thing is melody. Your song needs to have a very good melody, because that's the number one thing that draws people to a song, that make people like a song, that make people love a specific kind of song. Your song needs to have a lot of melody. It needs to be very, very sweet. It needs to be really pleasant when people listen to it. So that's where a lot of work are needed. That's where you need to put in more effort, because it's not really easy delivering melody, because that is the major thing. If you don't, you can actually write down lyrics. You can easily write down lyrics that can fit into the Afro style and stuffs that can actually bring out the best kind of content you need. But the melody is the most important thing. If you don't have the right melody and you have the right content, I don't think it will work well. It will work well. It won't give you the results. You just have the content, no melody. Melody is the driving force of most music. The melody, like, you find out that some people will like your song, not just because of the content, but also the melody. Whenever they play your song anyway, the melody of the song is what will drag the attention of any listeners around. They'll be like, wow, your mom, this song sweet though. Wow, who sing them? I bet make I send that to me. We have to download them. You understand? So melody is very, very important when it comes to doing your music, when it comes to delivering your music. So this is the major formula. Before you drop that song, before you take any step of promoting your song, you need to, one, make sure your song has a very sweet melody. 2, you need to make sure your song has a very high commercial value. So when you have these two balanced in a song, then you are ready to commence your promotion. You are ready to take that music up and start promoting it. That way, when people listen to it, they will enjoy it. So by the time your song reach a number of people, a number of music lovers, they appreciate your song, they download your music, they keep your music, they look you up on social media, they start sharing your song, they start talking about your song, before you know, you start going places. So that's it. That's it. So that's it on today's topic. I really appreciate you for your time and for you listening to today's episode. I know today's episode is kind of short though. Yeah, that's based on the topic we are treating today, and which is, before you drop that song, you need to weigh the commercial value of the song. That's the commercial value of your song before you drop it. This is very important. Many artists overlook this actually, but this is very important. So you, as an upcoming music artist, you want to drop your song, don't be in a hurry. Take your time. Weigh the commercial value of the song. Make sure it has a very nice melody. If you can't do it alone, there are people out there that can help you. There are songwriters everywhere that can actually help you with good songs. You must not write your songs. You can buy songs. There are many artists out there that don't even write their songs. They buy their songs. So it doesn't matter. You are into the music industry to make hits, to make money, to make fame, to make an impact, to connect to your audience, to make very incredible impressions. So you should do everything possible to get the results you need. So if you feel you can't, you are kind of confused, you don't know how to weigh the commercial value of songs, you don't know how to write some songs, you don't know how to write songs that fit in with this Afro and all, then you can seek for assistance from good songwriters. There are songwriters out there. Their business, their job is just to write songs. So, but another thing is, you yourself, you need to actually understand what it is when it comes to weighing the commercial value of a song. We just talked about that in this episode. So, you need to know. Now, I believe you must have known to a very large extent what it means and what it takes for you to weigh the commercial value of your song in the Nigerian music market. And I also believe you also know how to work on the melody of your song, and you understand what it means and how important it is for your song to have a very sweet melody. So that way, if you are working on your song, before you drop that song, you know exactly how to weigh everything, you know how to work on everything. Even if you are buying a song, you should know how to weigh the song. You should know, yeah, this song has what it takes. Okay, I can work with this, I can take up with this and all. So I hope you really enjoyed today's episode, and I made a really big impact with this message, and I really appreciate you and your time for listening to today's episode. So you will hear from me next week Saturday for another episode. Next week Saturday, where I will be expanding more when it talks to topic. We'll be bringing in topics, we'll be emphasizing on the topic and making it more broad, and we'll speak more on the topic. So if you have any question, or there are some places where you are confused and you need us to assist you with counseling and to expatiate better for you, just send an email to ninjaflavorpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much. My name is Mr. Ejump. I'm the CEO of ninjaflavor.com, and thank you for your time.